This is Passport to Texas. For those who don't know how the various birdwatching tournaments of the Great Texas Birding Classic unfold,
groups of people go out and birdwatch for a half day or a day or even as much as a week. And they go out with their friends and family to see how many birds they can identify in a short amount of time. And the team with the most species on their list wins, except for one tournament.
That one tournament is the Big Sit. Shelley Plant is the nature tourism manager at Texas Parks and Wildlife and coordinates the Great Texas Birding Classic, now in its 22nd year.
The Big Sit is a fun one. In the Birding Classic, most of the tournament categories, everyone has to ID a bird for it to go on the list, but not in the Big Sit.
In the Big Sit, Plant says only one team member has to ID a bird for it to make the list, either by sight or sound.
It's the perfect event for a new birder. You can have a team with all people who are beginning, and then they just need to make sure they have a ringer or two on their team who can ID the bird for them for it to go on their list, and it turns into a really fun day for people.
Great Texas Birding Classic is April 15th through May 15th. Team registration is closed for this year, but you can stay on top of the action at birdingclassic.org. Tomorrow, the mechanics of the Big Sit. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.